Amen.
How many of you know that we are not just to have... How many of you have had... We've had breakthroughs in your life. Come on. Every one of us have had breakthrough. Come on, just stop for a moment and think about a breakthrough in your life. And that means that you have let God, amen, break through your surrounding situation that has overcome you. Come on. Come on. But I want you to know that it becomes a choice. It's a choice. I want you to hear me tonight. I believe that this word has been in my heart. You give a preacher 2 weeks. Thank you, Brother Dan, for bringing the word. Amen. And sharing the word of God last Saturday night. Amen. Come on, let them know you appreciate them. Amen. Appreciate everybody that was here helping. I mean it. But it became a choice that I don't believe that we are meant to live in a place of breakthrough every now and again. I believe that we are to live in breakthrough moments day by day, by moment by moment. Amen. And I believe, I want you to know that the Word of God declares that. And I want you to know that we are to take hold of that and believe that and walk that in faith. But, hello? Listen, we're going to pray for all those people. We're going to pray for, there's Michelle sick, Austin sick, just kindness and stuff. In Jesus' name, I pray for them right now. Come on, amen. Just pray for that, because that's nasty stuff. You know what I mean? Nasty, in Jesus' name. I don't know who else there is. You, tonsillitis? Well, you broke through with worship. That sounded great. Amen? Amen. Thank you. Blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. So, but I want to get right into the Word. 2 Samuel. I started going to this, and I just been in my heart for two... That's like I said, what I was saying was, if you have a pastor not preach for 2 weeks, you're in trouble. Don't look so sad. Come on, this is good news. You're like, oh gosh. This is two sermons in one. No. No. This is actually going to be a couple. Actually, I was preaching something that I'm going to preach next week, but I started looking to what happened before that happened, and it began to stir my heart about something. Amen. But we could talk about, we could see in 2 Samuel, it is in 2 Samuel 5, verse 1, and we could see here that there is a, hey, Sister Jody. How are you? I don't want to embarrass you, but God, you're here. Amen. And tell her what we just heard a little bit ago. That God is... Back up here again. We got to... How great is our God? Just checking. I'm not sure if you heard me. 2 Samuel 5. And this is, and it says, and it came the tribes of Israel to David unto Hebron and spoke, saying, behold, we are thy bone and thy flesh. Listen, I want you to know that these people came to a place where that they, I need this. I want you to see that David is a type of Christ. Amen. It's a symbol of Christ that God uses to relate to us, because I want you to know that there was a king before him. His name was Saul. And I want you to relate this to our lives, that I am a brand new man. No longer the old man lives, but Christ liveth in me. Come on. There's a new king that reigns. Amen. See, the king before that reigned was Saul. That was the old nature. Y'all with me? It was that old nature. It was that one that was rebellious. It was the one that was defiant. It was the one that got me in the mess that I've been in. Come on, amen. It's the one that brings us into emotions where it lets our flesh control us and override us. See, Saul was that king. And I want you to see here that his name even means to ask for. See, I want you to know that sometimes God will let us ask for it. If that's what you want, I'll give you what you want. And they let him be king. And I want you to know that the heart of God wasn't for that to somebody that had been king over them. See, because it says here, and they realized this, and they were desiring something more. I want you to know that somewhere, sometime in our lives, we came to a place, you're here tonight, because you're tired of trying to run and rule your own life. It didn't work. I'm tired of going in circles. I'm tired of repeating the same thing over and over and missing the mark. And it says... And he says, and behold, thy flesh and thy bone. In times past, when Saul was king over us, he was king over us. I want you to see that you know what? That we have let, sometimes in our past, we've let the flesh rule over us. Sometimes we've let that thing take control of us. I want you to know that sometimes, even now, sometimes we let that soul nature rule us or press us or cause us to be in emotions. Come on. You ever be in a place? Here's what I mean by this. Is sometimes you get in a funk.
Sing this one more time. I'm throwing an offering plate at him.
I know you said that before.
I won't look directly at anybody.
But it was what they asked for. I want you to know that sometimes because we let him ask for it, that sometimes it is in asking that we run out and we run empty. And it is in that place where that we look up. Come on, amen. It's in that place where that we look up and we look unto him. And the Bible says here, and it says, and also in times past when he says, look over us, and the washed he that leadest out of the broadest in Israel. Sorry, missed that. And the Lord said to thee, thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be the captain over. It's a difference. He says the king, but he says the captain of over God's inheritance. He was the captain of God's inheritance. Wow. It says a difference. A captain. Come on, that you board that ship and you get upon that ship and you go wherever they're going. You get on, you choose to get on that ship. Come on, amen. You get that? So he says, and as he goes on, he says, stay with me. Tell your neighbor you're going to like this. All right. He says, if not, I do. Make a tape for me. So all the elders of Israel came to the king of Hebron and King David, and they made a league with him, and he says, in Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed king over Israel. He became the top. He became the one that they set in place. I want you to hear that and understand that he became Lord in a sense where that we could see this as the end for our lives, where that we run out of our own strength and we run into God and we say, God, Lord, I'm going to make you Lord. Come on. He's not just Savior, but he's Lord. Come on, I want you to hear that he is Lord. He is my King. Amen. He wants to be Lord over everything that has tried to cause me to have defeat, that tried to bring me in a stronghold. He wants to be Lord of the breakthrough. Come on, amen. He wants to break through everything that has pulled you down, that has kept you in a stronghold and bound you up. Come on, amen. And not let you break out. He wants to be king over it. But we give him place. We choose to say yes to the Lord. We choose to give him place in our lives. Listen, I want you to know that the thing that's so powerful is God is omnipresent. Listen, whether you are aware of him, he's there. I said God's a stalker. He's when you don't want him around, and he's when you want him around. The omnipresence is with the good and with the bad. That's God's presence. It's in the trees. It's in the beauty. No matter who you are, you can be aware of the omnipresence of God. But what's greater is to have the personal presence of God in your life. And I want you to know that there's something even greater. Tell someone there's something greater. It's when that personal presence becomes manifested to those that are in need. Come on, amen. It's when that anointing lifts up and comes up on you. Tell your neighbor, come up on me. That's when the manifest presence is blessing those around you, that no matter where you go. Come on, amen. So I want you to see here that David, he had three anointings. And I just really have been really thinking about this, that he had three anointings. His first anointing was Samuel. Do you remember that? Where he anointed him and he dumped the oil on his head. He was just a shepherd boy, but he was anointed a son. Just like every one of us, that we've been anointed sons, children of God. There's a lot of people that are children of God that don't even pay attention to God sometimes. Yes. It's truthful. But then he was anointed head. And then he was anointed king. Ruling over. Now I want you to see this is powerful because I want you to know that God does everything in threes, and it's powerful that we could see this, that God brings us through this place, that He doesn't dump us on one time, but it becomes a choice. Why? Because we have to come through breakthrough moments in our lives to break us out of things, come on, that we've been bound to in the past. And the only way it happens is through the anointing, through breakthrough moments. Amen? All right, so I want you to hear this. I got to get another drink. Amen. So here we go. Are you ready? So God wants to move in you just like that David was anointed three times, spirit, soul, and body. Now I want you to put these things together for yourselves, spirit, soul, and body, that we're anointed. We've come together in the Lord as Son, Spirit. Amen? Say Spirit. But then, God is working on our soul and our body. I want you to hear this and get what I'm saying to you. Amen? Amen. So here we go. In verse 17. And it says, But. When the Philistines heard that they had anointed David, king over Israel, all the Philistines came up to seek David, and David heard of it and went down to the stronghold. Now, I want you to get this because it's powerful. He was anointed. Tell your neighbor he's anointed. Tell your neighbor you're anointed. You're not anointed just to sit on it. Like Fonzie. Hey, sit on it. That's old. Hey. You're not just anointed to sit on it in a pew. We're not anointed. But here's the thing that's so powerful. It says, as soon as they heard. I want you to know, the enemy has ears that can hear. He hears sounds. He's threatened by a sound or the move or the smell of anointing on people. And I want you to know that sometimes this happens, that something is coming together because God is bringing it to a place. I just want you to get this. He went directly to the stronghold. There was a stronghold in there. That's the first place that he went to. There's sometimes we got to recognize that God is moving and has anointed us to break out of strongholds that have been in our life, that have chained us. Say chained us. That have chained us down to our past, to our history, to things, decisions, to choices that we've made. But I want you to see here that God is bringing us to a climax of breakthrough. And we have to see what He's doing. We got to see what the keys are and how we can continually break through. Moment by moment, day after day. His mercies are new every morning. The breakthrough is new every day. Amen. Listen. And the anointing came. And the first thing I want you to see here, the anointing was challenged. Just want us to catch this. That anointing, and I want you to know, don't think it odd that your anointing is challenged. See, it's tested. And you test something to see if it works. But not for God. For you. See, God knows that it works. It raised Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Amen. With resurrection power. It works. Tell your neighbor it works. But I want you to know that same anointing that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you. And I want you to know that it is sometimes challenged in you, come on, amen, from your past history, from things you were chained to, so that anointing that He's already given you, the grace of God, can break you out of that place that you're in. So you got to realize it. You got to realize it. When you feel threatened, don't get nervous. Just let the anointing come up. See, we got to let the anointing come up. Let it be challenged because it's going to, we begin to learn from that moment to see this works. God is great. God is good. He's faithful. Woo. So here he is, testing an annoying challenge to see if it works. And he went to the stronghold. He went to the stronghold. And listen, he says he went down to the hold of the stronghold, and the Philistines came up and spread themselves in the valley of Rapham. Say giants. It said in the valley of giants. I want you to know that he's anointed. There's an anointed one in you that knows how to get it done. He's defeated some giants and he lives in you. Come on, amen. Greater is he that is in me than the giants that are in the valley that I'm going to. So he said, and David inquired. Say, this is the key. Underline. This is key. That he inquired of the Lord. Sometimes we get ourselves in trouble. Sometimes we go beyond our own strength instead of going in God's strength. Sometimes we step beyond that in our own mind, our own pride, whatever that is. And he says, but David inquired, and we could see that there was something about that that he continued to inquire of the Lord. We could see the power. He says that my will is to do the will of the Father. That's what Jesus said. Amen. That's a breaker anointing. That's when you know that you got the breaker anointing. That, come on, amen. You learn to walk in breaker anointing when you acquire the Lord. You say, God, Lord, I need you right now to go through this, God. No matter what, I need you in this moment. I need you in this moment that we inquire of the Lord. No matter what you're doing. Someone told me today that, man, I thought it was the most foolish thing in the world that I was asking God. Nothing is foolish. Tell someone, nothing's foolish. Come on. God cares about every little thing, every tiny little thing that you have. God's desiring you to ask of Him. Amen? To talk to Him about it. Everything. All things. And he says, and David inquires, saying, shall I go to the Philistines? Will thou deliver mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up. It was quick. Say it was quick. I love it when God answers that way. Whether you're in a service and you're just sitting there, maybe tonight that you're sitting there inquiring the Lord. Come on. You've come to inquire of the Lord. In praise and worship, you've come to inquire of the Lord. Come on, that's why I said make those words a reality in your life. And maybe at that moment, maybe what you're going through, maybe give God the opportunity. Choose to say, God, I need you in this moment. I'm inquiring of you. So let Him speak to your heart. So here in this moment, he said, I'm inquiring of the Lord. I've come to say, and the Lord said unto David, go up, and I will doubtless deliver you from the Philistines' hand. And David came to Palpharism, and he says, and David smote them there, and said, the Lord hath broken forth upon mine enemies before me, and as the breach of waters. Therefore he called the name the place of Belperism, and it means God of breakthrough. Say God of breakthrough. Listen, we're going to see here that David is moving from a place that he's the God of breakthrough. He's experiencing the God of breakthrough. But I want you to know that we cannot get caught up in that moment. Just that moment, but we got to know tomorrow's a new day. And there's different challenges tomorrow. But you have the same breakthrough anointing that you had yesterday. And that same anointing is in you tomorrow. Don't leave it behind. Don't walk out without it. But keep it on your heart with an understanding of who He is. And what He wants to do in your life. Amen? So listen. And He says, you are. I don't mean to be dictator there. Listen to me. Please. And David came there. He says, and they... Listen, I want you to key. Say key two. What did they do? They left their images, and David and his men burned them. Say, they left the images. This is where we get stuck. We see a moment of breakthrough and we wonder what happens next. We wonder why sometimes we circle around and all of a sudden we're facing the same thing again and again and again. This is the key to breaking through that and not doing it again. Is he burned the images. He burned those things. He did not take what was left behind of his enemies. You got to get this. The enemy has done things because of things in our past and things that have hurt us. And what happens is God gives us a breakthrough like here tonight. You cannot take what happened in the past with you into the breakthrough moment now. Whether it was a hurt, or whether it was a wound, or whether it's unforgiveness, come on, or no matter what that thing was, you cannot take it beyond that point. You need to burn it and say it's over. You can't look back. You cannot carry it forward. It's got to be burned. It's got to be consumed. And that's hard sometimes. Come on, there's some things that we carry, and we get that moment, and all of a sudden we're jumping and shouting, and all of a sudden we're faced with something. Why? The key is that sometimes we take those things of unforgiveness, of hurts, of words that have been in your life for years that we haven't come to grips with. We haven't burned it. Said, God, that settles it. It's done. I'm not moving any farther with it. It doesn't mean that you don't face those. It doesn't mean that every day you got to wake up and have a breakthrough moment again. Say, no, I'm not picking it up. I'm not picking it up. I'm not picking it up. I'm not taking it with me. There's things that have been spoken over our lives. I'm not going to take it with me. I'm not going to carry it with me anymore. See, those things chain us down. They hold us down. Amen? Words, hurts, unforgiveness, they chain us down. Philippians, a couple weeks ago, there's the heat. Goodness gracious. Why is it so hot in here? Crack one for me. Thanks. Let the wind of God in this house. Listen, I want you to catch this. I said this a couple weeks ago, and I think it's happening. I think this is powerful. I want us to catch this because I believe that this is key to breakthrough. I'm telling you, we're to live in breakthrough moments. We're to be consistent, in season and out of season. Consistent. Come on, amen? That word instant actually means consistent. When you feel like it, when you don't, you're still breakthrough power. There's still breakthrough God in you. Amen? That's the truth. Whether I'm at work or I'm not at work, or whether I'm behind the pulpit or whether I'm behind the wall, building masonry. Listen, and it says, but I would you, this is Paul writing to the Philippians. I want you to get this. They're waiting for him. They're waiting to find out what's happening to Paul. Paul's, where is he at? He's in prison. Listen, he's in prison. He's in a place of confinement. And he writes the letter to them. They're waiting. The whole city, everybody there, the church, they've come. All these people that know Paul, they're excited. They're waiting. And this is what Paul's, this is what happened to me. And they're waiting for him to tell them what happened. What's it like? That's what we kind of... See, I want you to get this. You got to burn the images of the past. You got to burn things that try to hold you down. Because he's been in prison before. So here's the thing. They're waiting for him to describe his environment. That's what we would do. Well, it's really cramped in here. It's horrible. I've been in prison working. And the food, I told my wife that if I had to stay in prison, it wouldn't be anything else, but the food would kill me. Don't anybody tell you that, oh, they got it. Mm-hmm. Listen, everything that came on my table for free, thanks. It was disgusting. And I really had to be anointed to eat it. Because I would have a breakthrough. He said, but I want you to understand. I want you to understand. Listen, I want you to understand. Listen, don't get that out of your mind because it's not about myself. It's not about what I'm eating. It's not about how dark it is or how I'm chained to or what it looks like in here or how filthy, how dirty, about the rats running over me. He didn't talk about that. They were expecting it. But what he said was this. I want you to get this. This is what he declared. He says, and that the things... I want you to know that the things, he changed everything, which have happened to me, that the things that happened to me have fallen out rather than for the furtherance of the gospel. They have fallen out. Come on, amen. They have worked for me and not against me. Here's the key. There are breakthrough moments in my life right here, and this is the key. Because he said this. What does it say? He says, so that my chains, that I am chained, say I'm chained to Christ. This is the key. I want you to hear this and understand something. Somewhere along the line, I promise you that Paul was like us and he went through times in prisons, but he learned something. That God was with him every time. He learned that in the midnight hour, when you're locked up in a prison and it's dark and it seems impossible, chained to the ground, you lift up your hands and begin to worship and doors begin to break open. He learned something in the midst of those places. When his anointing was challenged, come on, he lifted his hands up and said, God, arise within me. Nothing in his power, but the anointing that's in him is in me for every moment that I'm in every prison, everything I'm surrounded by, that breakthrough anointing's in me. So here he is. He's in that place. He's in that confinement. He's in that arena. And he said that I am chained to Christ. I want you to know, he's chained to a guard. They were so scared of him, they chained him to a guard. But he said it is for the furtherance, because they see that I am chained to Christ. See, something was happening in him. Something was in him. Because I want you to know something. There has to be a change in our lives. Because I want you to know, because of choice in our past, we become chained to things. But we got to realize, I need to be chained to Christ. Because I need to look at it the right way. Paul realized that it wasn't the guard that was chained to him, or he was chained to a guard, but the guard was chained to him. He was writing this while that guy was reading it. He couldn't help but see it. He couldn't see him. He says, are you kidding me? You're writing this with joy in your heart. How are you doing this? Because the breakthrough anointing was within him. That's how he was doing it. And he looked at it as an opportunity for the gospel to be further not long in him. See, the anointing was breaking through every moment, every arena he went to. It didn't stop. It just didn't happen on Saturday night or Sunday morning or Wednesday. It was happening every day of his life. I need the anointing, the breakthrough anointing in every moment of my life. And realize it's always working in me. So here he is. Let me get a drink. So, he's chained to Christ. Choices and pressures you choose. Habits. This is what happens. I want you to get this. That we have to decide that, man, I want to be chained to Christ. I want to be bound to Him. I want to be bound to Him. Why? Because with Him, the anointing. There's anointing to break out of every situation. I am tied to Christ. I want you to know that we're going to be chained to something. And I want you to know that He wants us to burn the image of the place that we've been chained to so that we can have the breakthrough anointing in our lives. And they happen over time. Some of these things happen when you're very young. Every one of them happen when you're young. I want you to get this. He begins at a young age. The enemy does not come with a big bowl of chains saying, hey, jump in here. I did not just become a drug addict and say, looks good. I was swinging on the swings in elementary and says, hey, I'm going to smoke crack today. Is it foolish? No, but it happened with a choice. That one day, it was a choice where somebody came to me and put a choice before me. And I took the choice and I said, I'll do this or I'll do that. Or whenever something happens, when I'm hurt, whether I live in that pain or that choice that happened to me, I didn't choose it, but it happened to me. So I choose to stay in the path of the hurt. Whether you've been abused or whatever that happened, we have a choice to stay in that pain. And it's real when it happened. But what do we do with it? We can let it become to rule our lives and chain us to it. And every time you want to begin to break out of it, that pulls you back again. It needs to be burned. It needs to be dealt with. And the anointing is in you to deal with it. So that choice, it ultimately becomes a habit. And you don't even, it just becomes a habit in your life. Whether you do the things that you do because of the choice that you made back then. That you're angry with people all the time. Why? Because the choice you made back then, it becomes a habit. And then it becomes something that is automatic in your life. And you're rude to people and you won't let anybody in your life because of that hurt that happened back there. And what does it do? It keeps bringing you back there. And you find yourself back at that place. Because the images weren't burnt. There was an image that was burned in your mind. That God wants to deal with today. His mercies are new. That anointing is new today. Every day to break you out of that thing in the past. So He's working on us, spirit, soul, and body. Our soul, what we want, what we feel, what we think. That's where our soul is. What we want, what we feel, what we think. And then our body. See, if God begins to work in every one of those areas, your spirit's saved. Say, I'm saved. Say it like you mean it. I'm... But I want you to know that my mind is being renewed. And it happens with choices. And as I submit to the Spirit, my soul submits to the Spirit, then my body will follow. And all of a sudden, I'll quit going where I used to go or do the things I used to do and running back to my chains that I've been bound to. Are you okay? Don't go back to the... Don't go back. But he said, okay, so we could be all looking, like Paul says, on what happened. What happened to me? What happened to me? What's happening? He didn't focus on that. He focused on the one he was tied to. But I am bound to him. I am the breakthrough anointings in me. He says, 2 Timothy. Are you okay? Listen, 2 Timothy. Listen to this. He says, 22. It says, flee. Say, flee. Also, youthful lust, youthful choices. He says, but follow righteousness, faith with love, peace, and with that call on the Lord out of your pure heart. But foolish and unlearned questions avoid, knowing they do birth strife. They birth strife. He says, and the servant of the Lord, those that are chained to Him, strive not to, but be gentle at all men, apt to teach and be patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves, if God preventure will give them repentance to the knowledge of the truth. Listen, here it is. Verse 26. Are you ready? Ready? And he says, and they, that may recover themselves out of the chain of the devil, who are taken captive by him. He says, and they may recover, may reawake out of those chains that have been bound to before. Avoid, get away from those choices. Don't let them rule you. Recognize them. This is what Jesus did when temptation came his way. This is how he faced it. And we can get into it. I might get into it more next week. But this is what he did. Just a brief. This is mine. This is what I believe. This is what he did. He faced the anointing with three things. And you can look at it and see. Number one, he faced it with the Word of God. Not his. Because I fail every time. But his words are alive and powerful and are breakthrough power. Amen? So he says that you take hold of that. And he recognized the snare in the chains of the enemy. He recognized when it was present, trying to trip him or pull him back. And the last thing he did was he worshipped. He told the devil, get... Come on, we use this example. Amen? Come on, just you two, come here. I can pick on you two. Come here. Come here. Okay. Listen, you're the devil. This is my play, and you are in it, so I choose the characters. Amen? And you get your Jesus... Okay? All right? Listen. And that, listen, this is what we have to be mindful of, because the enemy wants to get in front of my breakthrough. He wants to get I want you to get in front of me. Come on, amen. Don't let me pass you, amen. I mean, you ready? Because you're going down.
Not going to do it.
By the right hand of righteousness. No, no, you're not. So, this is what, because he did use Mike. He used the word of God. He says, Satan, get behind me because you're obstructing my view of breakthrough. Come on, amen. And he put him behind you and he says, and go, I'm going to go and worship God. Come on, amen. So when the enemy comes your way, tell him to get out of the way and go worship God. Come on, amen. Say, go worship God. Because your breakthrough is coming. It's key to those things that if you get them behind, I'm not looking at the chains that tried to bind me before. I don't even see where he's at. Where's he at? I don't know. Why? Because I got my eyes on the prize of a high calling. Come on. The one that breaks my chains, that destroys the heavy yokes. Come on. That looses me, that breaks me out. Come on. That recovers what I've lost, that brings peace and joy into my life that I've never had before. That's where I see it. And I can't get my eyes off it. The enemy wants to keep trying to get in here. Come on, amen. No. Come on, amen. I'm going to worship God. Not my pain in the past or my hurts, but I'm going to worship God. Go ahead, sit down, devil. No. But those things that try to chain you down, I cannot look back that. I can't look back. Leaving those things behind and moving forward. So I'm going to leave it behind. I'm going to leave it behind. I'm not taking those things. Because it is breaking and hurting families. Sometimes people can't love their kids because of what they've been chained to in the past. I'm being real. We got to get out of ourselves and to get in the anointing. But that's not who I am. Right. But that's who he is. I can't do that. That's not who I am. Please don't ever say that to me. Because I will tell you that you're anointed by Him. That no, not what I can do. It's not what I can do. It's what Christ can do. It's what He can do. See, because saying that, it's not, it's saying I'm still tied back here. It's feeling the chains and the bonds of what you've been in the past pulling you back to that place. I'm done, almost. Are you okay? I hope you come and you heard this from where I'm bringing it. But we need to flee. Say flee. The Bible says, resist the devil. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Say resist the devil. I want you to know the problem. How many of you have ever had your phones? How many of you guys know that there's different places or people that can track you where you're at? One of the guys at work, when I didn't know this at the time, he said, well, just punch in, just do this and this and this. He says, and I could see right where you're at. I said, hey, kid, that's creepy. He said, well, I want to find out where the job is. I said, no way. Once I let you in my phone, you might not get out. I said, so you find out wherever they are. I want you to know that, see, this is the thing. We give the enemy information of where I am. How do I do that? When I go back to where I'm chained. He knows my location. When I go back to that hurt and that pain from the place that I've already been forgiven of, where God has already broke through out for me, where God has already released me out of, we tend to go back to that place and give up our location. But I want you to know that we got to realize that I am hid in Christ. So when I'm in Him, the devil don't know where I'm at. He won't mess with that anointing. Come on, amen? It will be tested, but it can't be defeated. If I don't give up my location, resist the devil and he'll flee. He can't find you.
That's good news? All right, let's go real quick, real quick. I got to finish this part so I can go to the next part next week. Back to 2 Samuel. Please write these down. Take hold of this because I don't want to just be... I want this to really realize that God's doing something. That recognize what God is doing. Recognizing what's happening in our lives. Recognizing what God is accomplishing within us. That God wants to break through every situation that have tried to bring strongholds to my life. Let Him do it. Amen. Not just once, but every day. There's things, come on, amen, He keeps going back. And it says, the Philistines came up, say they came up, yet again, and spread themselves in the valley. Here they come again. The anointing's being tested. I want you to know that sometimes it might come again and again. Why? Because listen, do you know how many kings there were, how many they were called rulers or princes, whatever they were, of Philistines? There was five. How many senses do I have? Five. Technically, I looked and you actually have six. But it's not the sixth sense, no. The sense of balance. And I want you to see this because if you lose your sense of sight and hearing, any one of them, you lose your balance. Equilibrium. And I think it's so powerful. But I want you to know here, it came again. You think, are you kidding me? We need to lift up our heads. And know where our hope comes from. And know that no matter what comes against me, my God is for me, not against me. That the things that we face, we go through life, we got to recognize it. Every day has different difficulties and things within you, but the anointing is still within me. And that thing, they come up because there were five senses. And it spoke to me that there's different things that God is saving and releasing us from, things we've seen. Come on, one of the, something might be something what your eyes have been captured by, or what you've been caught by with your hearing, come on, or with your taste or with your touch or whatever those things are. Come on, you hear me? And he says, and those things have grabbed hold of you. So God's dealing with these things. And sometimes the only way they happen is when the enemy comes up and that anointing is released. Amen? So, he says, and he says, and when David inquired, here he is again. What's he do? What's the key to breakthrough? Is inquiring of the Lord. And he says, and thou shalt not go up. Wait, listen, I got this down pat. I know what breakthrough is, Lord. And he says, all I do is inquire of you. And you say, go get it. You'll get it. You've told me that before. But now you tell me, don't go up. Listen, that's why important to wait upon the Lord. To have an ear to hear what the Spirit's saying. I want you to know that maybe at this moment, the situation is in me so that I become patient in that moment. That I become to a place where that I turn my ear to what He's saying. Where it brings me a place where that I'm spiritually learning to hear from God. To listen to what He's saying in that moment. Come on, amen? It's a valuable moment. I gotta be like Paul. I can't look at my prisons and say, it's so bad. No, no. I am chained to Christ. Come on, amen. This is for the furtherance of God in this moment. I'm done. I gotta get down here. Please. So he waited. Not always the same way. Maybe we need to grow spiritually. Come on. Maybe we need to grow spiritually. Maybe we're at a place we need to hear. And he says, and then he said, inquire of the Lord, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them. But I want you to get behind them and come again, them over against them, the mulberry trees. And let it be, say let it be, when you hear the sound of the going on the tops of the mulberry, that then thou shalt bestir thyself, and for then shall the Lord go before you in spite the host.
And I began to look and study and see that a mulberry tree is this is powerful because it the word is a Latin word and it means moros. And it means delay. Listen, sometimes God will delay, but it's not a denial. We got to stand in the same anointing. You might not feel like you're breaking out, but something's breaking out in you if you trust God. And it might be just the delay. See, that mulberry means delay. And they were called the wisest tree. You know why? Because they didn't bloom. They were the last to bloom in that region. Because they waited till all the frost was gone. And then they came forth. They didn't go ahead, but they waited behind. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Come on. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall faint and shall not fall. Listen, I want you to hear this, that sometimes there's things that we go through. But I want you to know, if we wait in the midst of a delay, breakthrough is in you. Come on, you just got to wait on the Lord. You got to stand in the midst of it. You might panic and want to go back to the place where you were before. But stay in the Lord. Come on, amen. Stay in the moment because God's on the way. He wants you to begin to learn. We're getting mature as sons and daughters of God. That we're beyond the place where He said, just go do it, you'll get victory. He's getting you to turn your ear to Him in situations that you can hear. Why? Because there's somebody that's on your scaffolding, that's in your building, that's in your workplace, that God wants to whisper in your ear. Come on, amen. Just delay a minute because I'm about ready to unleash you. Come on. I'm about ready to unleash you upon this person so that they can get a breakthrough. They don't know how to get a breakthrough. But you have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. So wait upon me. And I'll release you. Would you stand on your feet? I wrote this down. Hearing can have a compelling avenue of revelation. Hearing can have a compelling avenue, a way for revelation. Just like here tonight. Inquiring of the Lord and waiting. Don't move without Him. Don't move in your own strength. Don't move with Saul, but move with David. Inquire of the Lord. Wait upon Him. Burn the idols. Burn those things that held you down. In Jesus' name. Come on, amen. I need you for your father. I need three other people to come forward here. And we're going to stand in the gap for those people for breakthrough. For that young man, his name is Joe. Come on. And Frank and Joyce. Come on up here. Come on. All right. Okay. Right, just keep coming. Someone else. Anybody else? Come on. You got somebody in your life that needs a breakthrough? Come on up here tonight. Come on. You need somebody in your life that's got a breakthrough? Come on. You got to know somebody. Come on. You got to know somebody. Come on. Come on. Let's see some empty seats. Come on. Amen. Because you're anointed. Come on. You're anointed for this. Come on up here. Come on up here. Come on up here. Come on up here. Come on. Amen. You're not chained to nothing in your past. I want everybody to come on up. Come on. I want you to come up here tonight. Come on up here tonight. Come on up here tonight. Woo, come on, amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah. I pray for the stirring of the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray for the stirring of the Lord. Hallelujah. I pray for a stirring. Come on. I pray for the sound on the tops of the mulberry trees. Hallelujah. Lord, in the midst of your delay. Hallelujah. We will be strengthened. We will be encouraged. Hallelujah. We will be awakened, God. We will be renewed. Hallelujah. We will be stirred, God, by what you're doing, God. Lord, not what's going on around us. Hallelujah. But by the Spirit. We need to have an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying. What the Spirit, God, what you're doing. What are you doing, God? What are you doing? Hallelujah. I need to trust you in it. I need to love you in it. I need to know you, God. I pray right now. Lord, we stand in the gaps of those ones right now. Hallelujah. Those three people right now, Lord, I declare healing. Come on, saints, reach out tonight. I declare healing over Joe, God, over those lymphoma, God. Lord, over one of those lymph glands, God, Lord, over that area, God, Lord, we declare victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for Frank and his wife right now, God. Lord, I pray for them right now. I pray for anointing to stir them even in their house. There's no walls of separation. Hallelujah. Lord, you know their hurts and their pains. I didn't ask because it doesn't matter. Hallelujah. We pray for a release in that area right now in their lives. We pray for a release right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Oh, God, Lord, I pray right now. Hallelujah. For your Father. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for a strengthening of the heart. Hallelujah. I pray to God, Lord, that you be with him in the midst of his mind, God, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, that tries to run. Hallelujah. I pray that, Lord, that you can bring an encouragement to him. Hallelujah. Speak peace. You have it within you. Hallelujah. You have it within you. Hallelujah. So I just declare right now that you speak that peace, that voice of reason, that hope. Hallelujah. In dark places, God. Lord, that you said your spirit hovered over darkness and void, God. Lord, and brought light, God. Let the light be in her, hallelujah, God, Lord, that breaks those things that the mind tries to trick us to, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we just pray a release right now. We pray a release right now. Right now. Oh, yes, there's freedom, Lord. Sing it with me one time. Freedom reigns. Lord, it reigns in this place. Oh, mercy, Lord, fall me from every face. There's freedom. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus reigns in this place. Oh, thank you, God. Pour down upon us, Lord. Every face. Oh, freedom, Lord, freedom, Lord. Yes, it is. Jesus reigns. You reign, you reign, you reign, you reign, Lord. Oh, yes, sir. Falling on every face. There's freedom. One last time. Jesus reigns. Let him be Lord. Let him be Lord. Oh, take your place as King, God. Oh, every situation, every pain, every hurt, God. Oh, yes, Lord. Freedom reigns in this place. Powers of mercy and grace. Falling on every face. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you, God. Lord, I pray right now, God, Lord, that we can walk out of this place and recognize, Lord, the tricks of the enemy. Recognize them and know that we're equipped. Hallelujah. We are well able. Hallelujah. We are well able. Hallelujah. To go through whatever we're facing because I'm anointed for this. I'm anointed for this. And God, Lord, what you're working, God, Lord, your word says that we work out the salvation of the Lord. That spirit, the salvation power works out of our lives, out of our situations, out of our pains, out of our past, present, past, and future. God, Lord, that we're aware, we're alive, and we're awake in you. In Jesus' name. And we'll declare with all of our hearts that we are. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. Bless somebody.